God is good.
And all the time. We welcome you this morning to First Church. We got a commercial to show you right now.
Last night, I watched my daughter sleeping, smelling of soap and tangle-free shampoo. And suddenly, the responsibility of preparing that little human being for the world was overwhelming. I'm 36 and single, and I'm strong. That's why I'm here.
If you're searching for something to believe in, for your children to believe in, our hearts, our minds, and our doors are always open. The people of the United Methodist Church.
Are you searching for something to believe in? Huh? You're here, right? So I assume you're searching for something to believe in, right? How about your children? Are you searching something for your children to believe in? Maybe we should just all go home this morning. What do you think? Are you searching for something to believe in this morning?
Yes.
There we go. Boy, sometimes the obvious questions are the hard ones, right? Well, we do welcome you to First Church this morning. We thank you so much for being here on this great day. If you noticed all the youth hanging around this morning, they are actually leading the service today. This is the first Sunday of Advent, and that is whenever we celebrate and look forward to Christ's coming as a what? Oh, see, even the easiest questions. A baby, right? Coming as a baby. So, but anyway, we do welcome you, and this is the Sunday morning where we call it the Hanging of the Greens Sunday. Now, if your last name is Green, don't worry about it, all right? Whenever I was pastor elsewhere, the principal of the high school, his last name was Green, and he never showed up on this Sunday because he was sure that some of the youth probably wanted to hang him. But anyway, this is a celebration Sunday. The youth are leading us in a great way, and I hope that you and I pray that you respond to them in that way. And they have worked so hard. They were here from like 9 until 1 yesterday morning, into the afternoon, getting ready for today. So I just know that they are going to do awesome as they lead us in today's worship service. Would you please get out your announcement sheet? And if you're listening on the radio, we welcome you this morning. We thank you so much for listening to us on 97.1 as we share the light of Christ. Oh, we still have 9 seconds. All right, so go ahead and get out. You'll hear that again, but just pretend like it's the first time, okay? If you're listening to us on the radio, we just welcome you this morning. We thank you so much for tuning in to 97.1. And it is just a great day to be here. Winter is beginning to show itself. And I don't know about you, but that gets me in the mood for Christmas. What do you think? Yeah, I like that. I like that. If you would get out your announcement sheet this morning, your announcement bulletin, I guess it would be called this morning. I have to say, look at the banners that we have up here. Our sewing crew just does an awesome job. Mavis Wynn is a part of that. Yes. And Mavis is sitting right back there. Mavis, who are some other folks that are part of that? I know Annette Moore. Yeah, all the sewing crew. So, but look at this right here. This is the newest one, and it is made, if you look at it, it's made to look like it's leaded glass, and I just think it looks awesome. And as soon as we get the screen moved, it'll find its place right here. So at least during this time of year. So anyway, make sure you thank them for their hard work. Also, there's a couple things that are not a part of our bulletin this morning that I want to lift up. At 6 o'clock tonight, cantata rehearsal is going to be at the Baptist Church. So choir, we're at the Baptist Church tonight, 6 o'clock, all right, to practice on that cantata, and anyone else who has been working on that cantata with us. Also, tonight at 4:30, this is not in the bulletin, typical or regular youth times tonight, all right? 4:30 to 8, 4:30 to 6 is our middle school. Then they eat from 6 to 6:30, and 6:30 to 8 is senior high. Make sure you bring your gloves and your rakes. Tonight is called Rake and Run, and they rake folks' yards, and they hang something on the door to let the people know who did it, and then they take off before the people even realize they were there. So it's a service project. It is a lot of fun for them to do and to also share their time in helping other people. But youth and those associated with youth, don't forget, tonight is the night where you bring a dish to share. So it's kind of like bring your favorite dish. And so make sure you cook that this afternoon and bring it tonight for the youth to eat. One other important announcement that is not a part of the, well, it is a part of the bulletin, but I want to lift it up. And that is at 1 o'clock is newcomers class. If you're wanting to learn about the United Methodist Church, learn about this specific church, or even learn about wanting to become a member, make sure you come to that. 1 to 4, obviously with a break. Just share a little coffee and fellowship with me. We always have a lot of fun getting to know each other. So that's 1 o'clock in the chapel downstairs. Now, on the right-hand side here, drivers are needed. That has been in our bulletin for quite some time. So please make sure you respond to that. Folks, this is an awesome ministry of our church, this preschool. And we are, and kids thing as well. And we're in need of drivers for this growing ministry. So please respond to that prayerfully. Think about it and call Ms. Deanna Shockman. There she is. Respond to that. Also, the baby bottles in our entryway. Make sure if you took one of those that you bring it back filled with change. Today's the day to do that. If you forgot it this morning, just bring it by the office tomorrow or this week, and we will take care of that for you. All of these are very important announcements. Once I get started, it's hard to stop. Please pay attention to these announcements. This is a very active church, praise God. And make sure you pay close attention to those, as well as this is the last week for our poinsettia orders. And if you want to respond to United Methodist Student Day, there's an envelope in your bulletin for that. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning as the youth leads us? Yes. All right. Praise God. Well, let us have an opening prayer and then our prelude, and we will begin. Let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for this awesome, awesome day, Lord. The snow falling gets us in the mood to celebrate your Son's birth, Jesus the Christ, as we celebrate Christmas, God. We thank you for this Sunday of Advent, this first Sunday of Advent, as we begin leaning forward, God, and in expectancy for Jesus' birth. We ask, Lord, as we come together to worship today, that you would fully anoint us, Lord. Be with us. Anoint us in a way, dear God, just anoint us in a way that maybe this church has never experienced in the past. Fully fill us with your Holy Spirit. All that is evil or all that is the negative thoughts in this room, just make them run scared, God, from this place as you come into this place and fill us with your healing Holy Spirit. Be with us, God. In Jesus' name, make us one with each other and one with you. And everybody said, Amen.